That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. I hope everybody's doing well this evening. I'm in New England, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful weekend. The weather has been just gorgeous and not too hot, very comfortable. I wonder if people are out getting their gardens in and getting ready for Memorial Day, which is next weekend. So we're coming into the month of June, and June marks the beginning of summer, and it also is not quite the hottest month of the year, because August takes that. And this time around, we're going to get some extra adrenaline from Mars opposing Pluto, followed by Venus opposing Mars. And guess what else? We have the largest eclipse coming at the end of May, followed by another one on June 10th. And this is an opening and a closing eclipse. So I'm kind of linking them both together. The eclipse on Wednesday is in Sagittarius, 6 degrees, and it will begin, it will bring you endings. It will also bring you new beginnings through people in foreign places. And by foreign places, I mean in, maybe in a different state or in a place that you've never been to. And it also is going to finalize any relationship that you, number one, probably should not be in anyway, or number two, have wanted to kind of lay back and walk away from. There will be big, big changes, and it all starts this week. We also have to watch when you go outside or go into cities, because this relationship is going to definitely affect the mobs. You know what I'm saying, what's been going on. And it could even affect the cancel people. I get so tired of it. But that's what we've got going right now. So be careful on social media and really try not to do too much criticizing or saying things to aggravate people, because you will not be happy with the results. So here we are tonight, and I'm on with my guest, Frank St. James, and we have a new energy that's really giving everybody a rush. I know that in the month of May, this month has gone so fast. And Frank, we're taking calls tonight. It's a crazy time. I want to know what's up with you, but we do have Sherry here from Georgia, and her birthday is December 31st. Sherry, you're born on the day of the Fool. Now, I'm teasing you a little bit, but that is the card for your birthday in the tarot. December 31st is the jokester, the fool, the crazy person, or the one that does things that are very free-loving. Has that been your life?
Yeah, that's pretty much me.
That's good.
I'm also very, very serious, but I kind of do life to you to beat my own drum.
Well, you know what? Capricorns are always serious. They want to get the job done. They want things in their place. I think they're conservative is probably the best word. And they don't like things to change too much. The tried and true. They're ruled by Saturn, the father of the universe. So you're here tonight to ask Frank a question. And what would you like to ask Frank?
Actually, I was calling. I'm sorry to listen in. My sister told me about this. So I was going to listen in and then ask some questions. I must have dialed in the wrong one.
You're here now. This is the question line. So do you have a question for Frank?
You have any kind of a question?
My goodness. Blessing here over here.
Just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Is there any concerns with Elf right now?
Well, both my husband and I had COVID, and we were out for over 2 months. So it was very scary.
Yeah.
But I think that we're healing pretty well now.
Well, I like the changes. I like the changes for you right now because it's going to give you... And is it your sister, too, that you're talking about? But anyway, it's going to help you to get the information that you need. And this is going to be very crucial. So this, as Sag moves in towards Wednesday, you're going to get some specific information that you've been kind of seeking. This is for your own help and health and relaxation, and maybe it's a big part of your next future for the next 6 months. So, you know, it's positive. It's positive.
So where are you headed, Sherry?
Actually, I just got back from vacation.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
We were in Florida. Oh. And it was very nice. It was beautiful, and I just
Were you in Florida? Exactly where?
At Ormond Beach.
Okay. And you had a good time?
We did. We just relaxed.
Good.
I spent one full day just sleeping on the beach.
Well, that's probably good. I hope you had shade. But I know that you've been under a very difficult time since the 1st of March with the astrological energies. So you have one more month of hard work, and then things are going to get a little easier for you in July. How is your husband doing?
Good. I think we are recovering. He's getting...
Yes, you are.
I've had some concerns for him, but I think we're addressing them. And he's taking them very serious now. So,
when's his birthday?
You're getting information now too to help you through this. So I doubt if you're going to be under the weather, you know,
too much
for the rest of the year. Believe me.
Yeah.
When is his birthday, Sherry?
April 21st.
Oh, he's a Taurus. Early Taurus. That's good. Things will be better this year. Money will be better for you this year. So you will be able to relax and rest. And that's good.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling Let's Find Out, and thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Frank?
Yes.
So what do you think about the weather in June? I'm getting that it's going to be thundery and passionate. And, of course, it's hurricane season. Passionate means, you know, there's weddings, there's graduations, there's all kinds of nice things in June. But the thunderbolts are the storms.
Yeah. I'm concerned with the Gulf, with the what's been going on down there and the changes. I just talked to a friend of mine who lives on a reservation and... up near the
Arkansas.
No, I'm sorry. I just drew a blank for a second.
Okay.
But he's in He's in the Middle West, upper Middle West, near the Four Corners. And he's been, they said they're going to be really dry. They haven't been having the rain. So he said that the weather's been kind of weird up there. So it's
well, it's been very dry here, too, and we usually have a lot of snow. We did not have much snow this year in New England, and that's the third year in a row. So that certainly is a change, because you know we're famous for our snow.
Yeah, I think we had one snowstorm. I mean, one real one, but it wasn't that much either.
Yeah. Well, here we are, and June is bringing the eclipse, and that's going to bring changes for everybody, depending on where it lands in your house.
Yeah.
Gemini is in my sixth to seventh house, so that's health and partnerships. And, of course, my excitement is that I'm working on the movie, and I'm also working on my next book.
Yeah.
And where does it land in your house, Frank?
Gemini is in my ninth house. Sag is in my third.
So that's communication and travel.
Right. I mean, there should be a big change, because I am feeling it. I'm getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people that I work with in
that's
the psychic
good.
Field. And
travel and so, more radio shows for you.
Right.
That's
so hopefully...
good.
That'll work out, and as far as the public goes, they should be getting more information, and they know what to do it now, because it's been kind of, you know, suppressed.
Well, you're going to have some good things, because Jupiter just went into Pisces, and that's the benevolent planet of the universe, and you're a Pisces, and it's an early Pisces, the first and second degree, so that's going to affect you, and that's going to bring you in some growth and some good things and some financial breaks, important financial breaks. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'm here with Frank St. James, and we're offering readings tonight. The phone number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And we'll be back right after our weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of May 24th through May 30th, 2021. This week is not for the kind of heart. The first lunar eclipse of 2021 officially takes place, and the calm before the storm happens on Tuesday, with an uplifting grand trine in water, a Scorpio moon, Mars in Cancer, and Neptune in Pisces. The full moon on Wednesday, May 26th, is in Sagittarius and is a lunar eclipse, and it is the biggest supermoon that we'll be having this year. Extremely powerful. It's at 6 degrees Sagittarius. The full moon is challenged by the travel planet Jupiter, which happens to be the ruler of Sagittarius. This happens to be a lunar T-square eclipse, which happens to oppose the Sun in Gemini and square Jupiter in Pisces. This energy gives a very challenging aspect in the judgment sense, like a born-again Christian or a Jehovah's Witness or perhaps even a religious zealot. It's extremely powerful and controlling. A person that's very controlling could get even more controlling. Get ready for the outraged mobs on this cancel culture rampage. It may be best to stay off of social media for a few days before posting anything controversial or something with an edgy sense of humor. It won't go across well. Luckily, the moon is sextile to Saturn, which can offer some stability even though it's retrograde if you simply stay out of the fray. So back yourself up and know that you don't have to take part in craziness.
The most likely interpretation of this energy is that people are going to want to start traveling again. They're going to want to get out of their house and go to someplace relaxing and nice. However, there will be some challenges associated with it because Mercury retrogrades this week, and that's never good for traveling. It always causes confusion, upset, traffic jams, flight delays, and lost luggage. There's a lot of planets in adaptable signs right now. So travel within reason. You need to be flexible and allow for any kind of upset or cancellation or change of plans from coming from others. Just know that with Mercury retrograde and you're traveling, anything can change. The challenge is to expand your belief system and be open to new ways of thinking in order to better yourself and to manifest your dreams and your goals. Be willing to step out of your comfort zone and be adaptable, but understand there will be factors competing for your attention. Things don't get any better on Thursday due to the T-square between Venus, Neptune, and the Moon. Take a nap Thursday afternoon. When Venus is challenging, dreamy Neptune, you never know what you could dream or intuit. You could have a very realistic dream that could be a precognition. To say that people will be susceptible to be easily hurt during this time is to put it mildly. Just know the difference between dreamy-eyed fantasy and grounded reality. Misunderstandings abound with people reacting and reading into things. It's best to put heavy conversations and emotional concerns away for another day. The moon moves into Capricorn Friday and Saturday, making productive and tangible tasks favored. Also, Mercury aligns with Venus, helping you to easily communicate in your relationships. Saturday's conjunction with Mercury and Venus attempts to put things on the mend. So there'll be a lot of making up and reconciliations on that day. However, confusion returns in the afternoon when Mercury turns retrograde until June 22nd. So keep your plans flexible. Mercury turns retrograde in Gemini. So the next few weeks should be used for new ideas and maybe seeing some new places and to learn from that. Or maybe you're trying to decide for a new place to live. As with Mercury retrograde, hold off on concrete decisions until late June or preferably early July. Don't sign on that dotted line. Wait it out. It's always worth it. The USA Memorial Day is celebrated on Sunday and Monday next week. And it's under an Aquarian moon, which is good. Physical Mars makes harmony with dreamy-eyed Neptune on those days, so it's great to tell tall tales to the children if you want to tell stories, or go out for a walk, or maybe a stroll by the lake. Put your feet in the water. You might feel a little good. That always helps you. Remember, we are opening the new season of summer officially on Memorial Day. And let us take time to remember our troops and all the people that have been wonderful to help us keep our freedom. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with Let's Find Out, and we're finding out. I was just having a very interesting conversation with my guest, Frank St. James, tonight. And we were talking about the coming knowledge of UFOs. So, Frank, what were you saying? Let's hear a little bit about that.
Well, on 60 Minutes was very surprising because normally they would not scorn something kind of like that kind of a show. But yet the person talked. And he pointed out UFOs and the pilots too, military pilots and other people. I've seen documents from one of the astronauts, about 40 people that were involved with the research, died mysteriously. And then there's another one that has another 40 people, 40 or 50 people that were involved in it. I don't understand why they would get rid of these people, but that's the way it is. And all of a sudden now we're getting programs that seem to be justifying these flying saucers. Now, it seems like they're going to make, now with this, Sag going in, we're going to get some kind of interesting information coming out.
I think we are too, and I think some of it will be real and some of it will be fake news because we have so much technology now. So we'll have to just put people on guard. But UFOs don't shoot guns, let me tell you that. Frank, we have another caller. We have an Athena from Houston, and she's born on March 30th. Hello, Athena. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering. My daughter had a baby, but it did not go full term. I was wondering what her chances are of being able to get pregnant and carry full term.
Well, oh, so you mean she had a spontaneous miss?
Yes.
Okay. I had that experience too quite a bit, and I found out that it was I had negative blood, and my husband at that time had positive blood. So that can be a problem. And there are now wonderful things that you can do. And her birthday is when, Athena?
It's March the 4th, 1994.
Okay. What do you think, Frank?
Well, March the 4th is my birthday, so maybe I could be a help here. And you're on the, she would be on a ending path. So some of this material that she's looking for help will be discarded, and she's going to get some brand new information. So that's the most important thing right now for her. I would say you're looking at solving some of these problems. Oh, I bet around September, I would feel really good that, enthusiastic too by then. So,
well, I'm going to tell you, Athena, that Jupiter just went into Pisces, and she is a Pisces, and that should bring her a baby because that's what Jupiter does. And when is her husband's birthday?
I don't know my heart.
Okay. Is this her second loss? Her second one, right?
This is her first.
Okay, I'm feeling that it's her second loss for whatever reason, Athena. But I'm going to tell you to do something very strange, but it works. Her and her husband should get on the bed before they make love and pray to God and start thanking God for their brand new child and thanking God for entrusting their family with that soul, and tell God that they are looking forward to that soul joining their family. And you need to do this about a week to 2 weeks every time you make love. And I'm telling you, it's incredible what that does. And it's not medicine. It's just an emotional opening up to the child and holding the child and feeling the child and manifesting it. It does help, don't you think, Frank?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm even more convinced that by September, they should be smiling.
Yeah, I feel that, too. I feel that, too, because this is it's coming into her time. Mm. And she's been very stressed. The problem is, or has been, that when she's pregnant, she's in fear. I don't know why.
Yes.
But she can't be in fear. when she starts to feel the fear coming, she says, sit down, hold that baby, and thank God for bringing that soul to her. That's what she needs to do. She, the fear is part of what's going on.
Yeah, so 50%
see how
like,
well she can shake it.
Yeah, 50% is psychological. And she's got to reach that point where she's confident yeah. in herself, period, you know. And that's going to really make
body,
a difference.
And she's ready to receive, and right. she needs to feel that without the fear. Talk to the baby.
Okay.
I have someone else going through this, and it's working. So thank you for calling. Let's find out, Athena. We've sent her energy, and I'm sure she'll be doing better. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
And, Frank, you have another call. You have Carol from San Francisco. My goodness, we're all over the planet tonight. That's good. Carol from San Francisco, July 31st. Good evening, Carol. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Very good. What can we do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm, you know, because I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm afraid we're all going to get this big earthquake. Do you see a big earthquake? And if we do, are we going to be okay? My family.
I have seen it for a long time. What about you, Frank?
Oh, definitely there's going to be some changes here. And, you know, do you hear rumble once in a while or feel that?
Very little. Yeah, I mean, we haven't. I'm actually 20 miles south of San Francisco, so
yeah.
You know, it doesn't. You know, every once in a while we get one, but they're so small. But I'm afraid we're going to get that big one, and I just want to make sure we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I do feel. I do feel a good size earthquake. I don't feel it's over the top though, but it's enough. It'll be enough to cause. Problems, but nothing like it was years ago when it happened. But
Well,
I don't
see any damage at our house. Then
I want to tell you, Carol, that I'm feeling when it comes from the top, it comes from the Canada-Alaska area coming down into San Francisco. I feel it's going to be 8.5, and I feel it's probably going to be either sometime this summer or sometime next summer. I'm not getting the exact timing. And it will be very dangerous. A lot of people will not be okay. But
I feel around October.
People will survive it. Go ahead, Frank. What'd you say?
I said I feel around October this year.
Okay. And that's been shown to me for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been coming for a long time. And basically,
yeah,
the reason it's coming is because of what they're doing under the ocean in the Pacific. Korea's doing their bombs underneath the ocean, and who knows what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they're shaking up the plates. Yes, so I do feel it is coming, and I do feel that it's imminent in the next 2 years. That's the best I can do with it.
And do you see any damage in my family, or?
I wouldn't be living in California if it gave me all the money in the world. And California is going to have a lot of earthquakes and a lot of fires. And I think fires are going to be worse than earthquakes. So you might want to really think about where you could go to live your life and make the change. And this is the month to do it. Anyway, what I suggest is that you follow up with a reading with Frank, and he can be more specific for you.
I almost feel that
we don't know where else to go.
Yeah, I almost feel that if this happens, that the family is kind of staring at the, you know, the damage, but I don't feel a threat to your family.
Oh, good.
That's good.
I really don't. I really don't.
Okay.
You're probably more prepared than anybody.
Look at all the people in Paradise, Carol, that had to run from the fire.
I know.
Okay,
that's about 3.5 hours from us. Yeah, I know. It was awful.
That's where you're living. That's where you're living. And I'm not saying anything good or bad or anything. I'm just saying that why would you want to live in that area? You really, really need to think about it.
All our family's here. We grew up here. I mean, it's hard to pack up and move
so
when
that's
it's your
karma.
First home. Yeah.
That's your karma.
Maybe.
So Anyway, good luck to you, Frank, and I do not feel things happening directly to you. It will be above you, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, Frank, those are such hard questions to answer specifically because we know it's coming to the area, and you never know what it's going to do. Don't you agree?
Right, and I think Sagittarius is going to push it. I really do. We're going to see different areas that haven't experienced earthquakes in the U.S. For a long time. And I don't know why I'm picking up the Mississippi again, too.
Well, the Mississippi, I was just going to say we're going to have flooding with Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio rivers are coming together. And this is a period of time, but I've been saying this for 5 years, and they've had terrible flooding. I see some of the cities being lost, like Memphis and St. Louis, but who knows when? I mean, I predicted years ago what's happening now. So we'll just have to wait it out and follow your instincts. Go with it. You'll know whether you're safe or not. If you start feeling uncomfortable and unsafe, make the change.
Yeah, trust yourself.
Right.
Trust yourself.
And with that, we have to take a break at our half hour. This is Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James, and we're on Let's Find Out. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I'm live, you bet. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And my goodness, we were in a conversation that was very interesting. And you just heard the West Point Band with Elizabeth Hepburn sing Let Peace Begin on Earth. And I love to play that on the Memorial Day, coming into Memorial Day. So I think we should each take a minute, Frank. We'll take a minute and we'll give a blessing to all the troops that are alive and not alive on the planet and thank them for all the work they do for each and every Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and the space ones too.
I'd like to say hello to my, when I was in the Navy, I made a lot of connections with people, and God bless you all. God bless you all.
It was funny, you know, I was doing house renovations up here last year, and I had some trouble with a lot of them. But when I was interviewing the electrician, this guy walked in and he said, "Hi, I was a Marine." I said, "You're hired." And he turned out to be the best one I've ever had. He wired this house from top to bottom. And I just, his name is Phil, Phil Neal. So good for you, Phil. We did great. Always trust a Marine for the most part. That's true. They're the best.
The discipline they went through. Yeah.
So what else is coming? Let's go to July. You know, the 4th of July, I'm a little concerned about. I don't want to have woke people and demonstrations. We just need to enjoy our country. We need to love our country the way it is and not take away our freedom and our Constitution and stamp out all these silly things that are going on. What do you think, Frank?
Well, a lot of the different communities that are having riots and the protest leads to a riot, you know. Mm-hmm. They're fed up. They're going in reverse now. They're rather put money into the police department now. You know,
I want to know. Answer me this, Frank. You're the psychic. How can you erase Tinkerbell? How can you erase Tinkerbell? And how can you be mad that Snow White bit the apple for Prince Charming?
And where's Santa Claus?
Well, they're not doing it to Santa Claus, but they are doing it to Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, and Tinkerbell.
Well, I'll find an excuse, one of the reindeer or something. Rudolph, maybe.
Oh, yeah, they'll unplug his nose, the poor guy. So, anyway, as we march through June with Mercury retrograde, you've got to be really careful. And that makes me worry about the gas in the gas tanks. Not only is it going up, but it's going down the drain, and people aren't going to be able to get gas on their trips. Do you feel that's going to get serious, Frank?
It's getting serious already because they're handing over, some of the countries are getting the pipeline from Russia, and they're taking over. They've taken over things that we should have been doing and cutting down on.
What do you feel for this summer on the road?
I don't feel that bad on the road.
Well, that's good, because I'm about to go on the road for a week, and I want to be able to get gas at my gas station.
Yeah, I don't really feel that bad yet, but I think it's going to slam us at the end of the summer, though.
Well, you know, it's funny, because when I was redoing this house, I had to redo the heating system, and it was oil, because my father worked for the oil company. But I would not do it. I put in propane because I had a feeling that we wouldn't be able to get oil. And it was just so strong. We have Sam on the phone, Frank. Sam from League City, Texas. I don't quite know where that is. Maybe my buddy in Denton will be able to tell me later. Sam from League City, Texas, born on February 2nd. Good evening, Sam. How are you?
Hello, good. How are y'all?
Oh, it's Samantha, huh?
Yes, ma'am, just Sam for short.
Nice to talk to you. And what is your question for Frank?
My cousin lost her baby at 21. Oh, she gave birth at 21 weeks and lost her baby 8 weeks later. And we're just wondering what might have caused her to lose her baby so early, and will she get pregnant again?
I felt there's a problem with her immune system, and I think that if she's going to go for another try, she better get to a dietitian or somebody to help her build up her system. I just feel it let her down. Now, you know, I mean, not everything we eat is good for us. I mean,
well, when I had 9 pregnancies and 2 births, Sam. 9 pregnancies and 2 births. And my main problem was not only my Rh factor, but B12. And I used to go for B12 shots. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing a book now about this exact subject. And it's called Mysteries Revealed. And I'm going to be talking about babies that spontaneously abort early and why. And some of it has to do with the soul, where the soul is coming from. But the mother is always helping the child raise their vibration and raise their consciousness, whether it is fully born or not. So maybe that will give her some comfort. And
yeah,
yes,
I'll
of
let
course,
her know
she's
going
to get pregnant again. When is her birthday?
Her birthday is March 5th, 1994.
What's going on with March, Frank?
We're both Pisces.
Yeah, I'm a March too, and I had all that trouble. I just wondered, Sam. Jupiter's in Pisces now. Is going to be in Pisces all next year. She will definitely get pregnant again.
Yeah.
And I feel a boy. I'm going to say that to you.
Boy?
I just feel a son coming. I wish I could see her chart. Maybe she could call one of us for a reading after the show offline.
She definitely has to build up her immune system, and she's definitely got to get on the right vitamins and nutrients to build up her body.
Do any exercising or any, you know, movement of the body, Sam? Do you know?
Yes, she's very healthy. She watched what she ate. She had issues. They told her she wasn't going to get pregnant, so the reason she was able to get pregnant was a very good surprise for her. So she worked very hard to keep the baby going.
Of course, of course. Well, I'm sure that whatever it is, and I'm feeling it's something to do with the wall of the universe, they can clear it up. They have wonderful things right now. And Frank and I are going to send her some energy. And I do see a pregnancy, certainly by the end of the year, if not before. I'm feeling by the end of the summer. So we'll have to see. Let's pray for her.
That
Thank you for calling,
Thank
Sam.
Thank you so much. No, absolutely. Y'all have a great night.
You too. Take care. So there you go. I felt real good with that. Did you?
Yes, yeah, but a lot of problems with the way we eat and everything else and getting
And we all have this processed food and we don't even know what they're doing to it. Even the seeds that you buy, you cannot buy the Burpee seeds because they're grown by Monsanto. Mm. You're not supposed to use Miracle-Gro, and you see everybody using Miracle-Gro because it's got that stuff in it, whatever it is. By the way, I just heard from my friend in Denton that says that League City is south of Houston. So now we know she's on the bottom end of Houston. That's where my niece moved to a couple of years ago.
Isn't that where all the rain is?
I wish. It's coming.
Yeah.
What do you have a message for us tonight? Because it's time to end the show. It went so fast. Do you have something that we can begin to manifest or meditate on, Frank?
Well, I'm looking forward to Sag and
the eclipse.
So I can feel changes in communication and things like that. So a lot of stuff is going to be revealed, but it'll help people make changes in career. too. So
I agree. And we are getting more and more technology. I know people are saying we're becoming too technical. Who wants to be a robot? Nobody wants to be a robot, but we are having wonderful medical breakthroughs. And that's going to continue for the next 5 or 6 years. We're going to find some great disease cures, and I'm very pleased about that. I think the first one might even be Parkinson's. So let's hope so, Frank. And you'll be back with us. You're going to do the show when I'm on the road, so he's going to do the show the 13th of June. Oh, my goodness, that's the 13th. And Frank will be here.
I don't mind. 13 is good. It's a 4.
So Frank will be here that night answering your questions, and thank you for saying you would do that, Frank. And next week I have a wonderful guest, and we'll hear all about that. Her name is Antonia Lau. She's from Canada. I met her on a cruise in 2011 with Damon Brinkley. She's very, very special. Both of us had a very close friend pass away, and his name was Bruce Beach, and we're going to do a tribute to Bruce, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so we will be doing, you people that have a memory that you'd like to bring up, you call, and Antonia and I can help you with the people that you miss on the other side. So, Frank, thank you for being here. It's wonderful having you.
Thank you.
Please give out your number.
It's 862-684-1904.
One more time.
862-684-1904.
And my 24-hour answering service is 201-934 8986, just in case you want to call and have some time with me. So we're getting ready for the meditation now, and we're going to be hearing a beautiful song by Elizabeth Hepburn again. It's called It's a Quiet Thing, and we'll have healing and frequency meditation, and we're going to close with Your Calling by Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. We'll see you next week, and good night.
It's a quiet It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in a
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow, and it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As a widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the 5th dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.